B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block! Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz, how you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocks the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Good morning, everybody. Happy, happy, happy Thursday to all across the Delaware Valley. As we hang out, get ready for a nice summer weekend, countdown to hopefully sports, except baseball. Again, now, this is going to be torture. I'm going to warn you, I'm definitely going to lose it. This is going to be complete torture. We're going to be stuck in the middle of these negotiations between the owners and the players. And like I ask you, like, what's your response to Jeff Passan of ESPN come on and giving you the, well, this side says this, and the counteroffer with no pay cuts and more games. And I give you Max Scherzer after, and he's very eloquent, but this is what he tweeted. After discussing the latest developments with the rest of the players, there's no reason to engage with MLB in any further compensation reductions. We have previously negotiated a pay cut in the version of prorated salaries, and there's no justification to accept a second pay cut based upon the current information the union has received. I'm glad to hear other players voicing the same viewpoint and believe MLB's economic strategy would completely change if all documentation were to become public information. So basically what he's saying is, no pay cut, that's a deal breaker. So the union goes, all right, well, here you go, we'll give you more games. And the owners are going to come back. And meanwhile, there needs to be a deal in place by June 16th day, which is very apropos, so Major League Baseball can play on July the 4th. So I ask it about following a labor agreement. I can only imagine, I can almost hear your eyes collectively rolling. I mean, I can almost hear them. I mean, listen. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder whether it's important to even cover this stuff. Like, are you hanging on Jeff Passan? Are you like, dude, I don't really care, man. Let me know. Let me know when there's a deal. If not, I don't care. Go away. And I wonder about, and I used to, I'll tell you a story. When I first started getting into my first big job was in New York at the Post. I covered baseball. And in 94, when the strike hit, you know, I was covering baseball. And the next thing you know, I was at outside of Manhattan courthouse covering, or actually hotels, covering baseball and these meetings. And, like, they would have them in Chicago. So I'd fly to Chicago, and they would have them at a hotel at O'Hare Airport. And, like, you'd sit there for hours, and then you'd wait for the owners to come out. And then you would rush up to the owners, and then your owners would give you, like, you know, a handful of quotes. And then you would do the same thing with the Players Association. and the MLBPA, and then, you know, you talk to player, what did the union telling you? And I remember thinking this, going, I hate this. There is nothing worse. Now, you know, if you hate reading about it, try writing it. Try writing about it. It's horrible. There is nothing worse. Because think about it. We get involved, like I got involved in sports media to write about the people, right? I love the stories of people. I love the stories of games and teams, right? So I used to love to write about that stuff. Except what happens is you're stuck, and you're stuck covering labor negotiations. And there's nothing worse than labor negotiations in a sport. It's horrible. I got a friend of mine who was an executive, airline executive, and he spent weeks and weeks and weeks negotiating labor agreements with the unions. And he'd fly to Chicago, and he'd have these union meetings, and they would do the whole thing. And there is nothing worse and more mind-numbing. Now you apply sports to it, right? Now you apply sports, and you say, are you kidding me? I want nothing to do with this. If you're not going to play, don't bother me with your negotiations. You really care about Matt Scherzer? Matt Scherzer's made $300 million. And, you know, I'm at the point where sometimes I just want to go back to that Bronx Tale line, Mickey Mantle don't care about you, and I want to just forget it. And you go, what am I doing? Why am I even? Why do I care about this nonsense? And why do I care about these dudes? Seriously, why do I care about Bryce Harper? I want to go into that world and say, well, you're right. Mickey Mantle don't care about me. And then there's the flip side, which is the ode to the Eagles and being part of something that really means something, that is genuine. Good morning, Tunis.
Hello, Anthony. How you doing? When's hockey coming back? When's basketball coming back?
So I ask you, do you want to hear from Jeff Passan?
Oh, I do. I need
you
it.
Really do?
Yeah.
You're really interested? You're hanging on the labor negotiations?
Yeah.
You're reading stories about the MLBPA?
Yes, I am. I am. And I don't know if I'm hurting myself doing it. I still have this belief that they are going to play this year, and I think that the owners eventually will cave a little bit to the players. So that's what I'm kind of waiting for. Like, I do strongly believe that they play this year, but I just don't know.
What makes you believe they strongly play this year?
Because, again, it all comes back to the money thing. And there was one of the first stories that came out was about the 50-50 revenue split, right? And the owners also said, if we don't play at all, as a collective group, so all the owners of all the teams, will lose around $4 billion with ad revenue, and then, of course, everything else that goes into it, concessions, parking, that kind of stuff. But the biggest thing is the ad revenue, the TV ad revenue. So if they collectively lose $4 billion, you divide that by, you know, the 32 teams, 32 owners, that they're going to be losing a lot of money. So
Except here's the thing.
Okay.
You're right. They're going to lose a lot of money. But you know what doesn't go down? What doesn't go down is the depreciation. Like, their franchise don't depreciate. So they're still worth what they're worth.
Right.
So they could say they're losing all that money, but they're really not.
Yeah, I mean, they could sell it in a heartbeat and still make a ton back.
The point is that, yeah, they are, but they aren't. The players always get hurt more because that's a year of earning power. And if you're the owners, you could say, you know what? You know, we have 2021 coming up. We have a labor agreement.
Right.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to sit there and, you know what? We'll take it on the chin. Because we know that the players will cave. Players are used to making that money. So I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that they do play. I think that the odds are better than 50-50 that they'll play. But I don't think it's a lock.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't go 100%. Obviously, there's still a percentage that doesn't happen.
These jokers canceled the World Series.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, I mean, world wars canceled the World Series.
But part of me...
But labor issues did.
Part of me thinks, all right, they know that this is only going to crush the sport. They know that. I know right now they're going to make money over the next couple of years, but ultimately in the long run, this is going to absolutely kill the sport. I think, I hope in the back of their minds they know that. Maybe they don't. Maybe they do just care about the dollar sign for this year or for the next couple of years. But I hope that in the back of their mind, I'm not saying, oh, please, for the sanctity of the game. I'm saying for their own pockets that they go, all right, well, if NBA and NHL, if their calendars change and they're playing throughout the summer, right? Their NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs are going throughout the summer, competing with our regular season. We got to figure out something now, because if we don't figure it out, it is only going to kill us as years go on. And I think, I hope, maybe it's more hope than I think, Ant. I hope that they have that in the back of their minds, that they should be desperate to come back this year. Desperate.
I think you give them way too much credit.
But maybe I do.
I think you're looking with your heart.
I think you're reading the situation
with your heart. You love the game. You're a monster baseball fan. God bless you. You are. You love the sport. It's your favorite sport. And I feel for you. And I want to tell you that line. And in fact, I want you to go and get that line from the movie so you can play it on the other side. Because there's only one antidote to that line. And it's the other topic that we have today. And that's to continue the ode to the Eagles. I'll explain why it's the antidote. But we're going to discuss all day today the yin and yang of this. Of being a sports fan, of being stuck at the behest of two, I want to say evil entities, but just spoiled entities.
Yeah, but one evil entity of football is something that people starve for, and people are
starving. No. I mean, we're stuck between two evil. I want to say evil entities. That's Major League Baseball and Major League Baseball players.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, the when it comes to football, it touches a different chord in us.
Right.
It's why, quite frankly, the NFL's idiot-proof that Roger Goodell can't ruin it. Well, I'll get into it because I think it's a great conversation to have. And I'm shocked that you read this stuff. I have to read it. I the only thing I hate worse than reading it is writing about it.
Right.
Ugh. Just mind-numbing.
To take my mind off of it, I did more point totals for our football teams, by the way, over the last 20 years.
The last 20 years?
Yeah.
I love it.
The Patriots are ridiculous, I'll tell you that.
All right.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I don't want to hear that. Also, we got to continue the Field of 64 salutation second round today. We will begin. We have Name That Game and, of course, the playback. Lots to get to. We're just getting started on a Thursday. It's Cuz Radio with Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. All right, 1020. Cuz Radio Judas. I don't know how other people could read this stuff. The union's desire to play more games could be used as a chip for negotiation to reach a return to play deal. For now, however, if players are being paid on a prorated basis, more games will lead to larger salaries for players. I mean, I want to stab my eyeballs. I want to stick forks in my eyeballs.
And you know what? 2 weekends ago,
I think I
sent it to you. Remember Bryce Harper put out this very well-detailed plan to play 135 games? And at first, I thought maybe he got it from, like, an owner or some sort of MLB executive. They give it to Harper, who's one of the more well-known names. He puts it out there. This is also a day or two after he had the "yeah, bro" conversation, and people looked at him poorly. So maybe he puts out this plan to play 135 games. It was very detailed, so you know it came from somewhere. So I thought, all right, maybe he was an MLB executive. But now that this sort of back and forth is happening, and you're mentioning the MLB Players Association is trying to play more games, that's definitely coming from the MLBPA. That's definitely Bryce Harper putting it out there, hoping that it gets some good reaction from fans where they go, I'm in on this. Let's do it. I'll watch 135 games in a very limited amount of time, which I think is stupid, but whatever. And then that way they can start the ball rolling and go, hey, look, owners, this is what the people want. They want us to play 135 games. They want us to play every single day except for every other Monday, which is what he planned out. And then they want us to do a round robin College World Series like playoff come November, which, again, I don't like. But it's for 1 year. And I asked people, would you do that for 1 year? And people said yes. People would be okay with 1 year of College World Series like baseball, where the only seven-game series is the World Series itself.
Dude, I got to tell you, I'm at the point now where I don't want it to come back. I'm getting bitter. I'm really getting bitter. I mean, College World Series, that's terrible. Judas, that's awful. Why can't they just come back and play 81 games and call it 82 games and play regular?
Well, for that reason, playoffs. Because I don't think the players, I mean, we just saw from the last proposal, the players think, all right, so we're going to get our salaries cut in half and you're going to give us a pay cut. So how about we do no days off except for, it was every other Monday, Bryce Harper said.
I know.
And we'll play 135.
Every Monday.
Right. So they want to play every day, 135 games. They said they would do the seven-inning doubleheaders on Sundays to make sure it fits.
I hate that. First of all,
I'm so out on 7 innings.
7 innings. That's not a game. These guys are just trying to make money. It's amazing. It's a money grab. They're just trying to keep their salaries. It's a whole money grab. 7 innings? You're going to tell a fan that they got to, here you go, 7 innings. What is that?
Exactly.
Little league?
Like you said, it's a money grab. It's their way to say, hey, because we played 135 games, you have to give us more than half our salary. And yeah, we'll take a pay cut, but it's only going to be like a 10% pay cut.
Half the season. So get half the money.
Mm-hmm. But that's what the owners aren't agreeing on. The owners are trying to cut even more.
I know.
So they're both pig-headed right now.
Listen, they're both pigs is what they are. They're both pigs. Both sides. They're just flat-out pigs, gluttons. And they should all be slaughtered into prosciutto. All right. Get the hell out of here with these guys. Seriously. I can't take it, Andrew. I can't take it. It's enough. Do you have that scene?
I'm currently recording on it because I got to raise the volume of it.
All right. I want to play this and I want to give it some context. Because this is what they do to us. And you know what's funny? See, the flip side to Major League Baseball and the owners is how you feel about the Eagles, right? Right. Like, you can sit here today and go, oh, I am aggressively disinterested in MLB and labor negotiations. However, oh, the Eagles make me feel good. There is something about football, being a football fan, because it's so big, because we put so much into it, we look forward to it all off season, we celebrate each game, it's bigger than life, right? So, but it's a happy occasion. And being a fan of your team, in our case, being an Eagles fan, provides you with joy. More joy than listen, we love the Phillies. I do. I love them. This is bigger than the Phillies. But this Eagles thing is almost like it's almost tradition. It's really, really important. Does that make sense, Andrew?
Yeah, it does make sense.
Like, doesn't it make you feel there? If I say Eagles fan, you're an Eagles, ode to the Eagles, don't you smile?
Yeah, man.
You think about all the good times and everything. Like, I got some questions about the ode to the Eagles. But it's the yin and yang of being a sports fan. Like, all these happy moments, or just moments, watching games where, your emotions run the gamut. And it's mostly happy. And then you got this baseball stuff. And it eats at your soul. It eats away at your soul, Andrew. Every sports fan has a sports soul. And this baseball negotiations during a pandemic eats away at your soul. It makes you turn away from it. Joey in South Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joey.
Hey, what's up, cuz?
Stop. Come on. I don't know what's going on. Seriously, Joe, what are you doing? You should know better. Adrian, you have the cut?
Yes. As long as it is a curse, I forget.
I don't know. We'll bleep it for curses.
How you doing, kid?
Good.
We finally meet face to face.
Yeah.
Are you afraid of me?
No.
That's good. What's your name?
Claudio.
That's a big name. You got a nickname or something?
No.
What do your friends call you?
Claudio.
That makes sense. What are you, a Yankee fan?
Yeah.
Sit down. No, come on. Sit over here next to me. Come here. So you must be pretty upset after the Yankees lost.
Bill Mazeroski. I hate him. He made Mickey Mantle cry. The paper said that the Mick was crying.
Mickey Mantle, is that what you're upset about? Mickey Mantle makes $100,000 a year. How much does your father make?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, see, if your father can't pay the rent, go ask Mickey Mantle, see what he tells you. Mickey Mantle don't care about you, so why should you care about him? Nobody cares.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Did you shoot that man over Balkan space?
When you get old, you'll understand.
Yeah, it ends there when he says, Mickey Mantle don't care about you. Mickey Mantle makes $100,000 a year, kid. Is that what you're upset about? Mickey Mantle? And I think about baseball and these two sides having this this fight, public fight over playing in a pandemic, and I think of that scene. I think of that scene in the Bronx Tale. And there's Colangelo, right? There's little C, and he's got the Yankees cap on. And God forgive me, God strike me down. There's a picture that my mother had of me when I was got to be 6 years old. And I'm down Wildwood, and I got the Phillies hat. And I got the same thing because the kid's hair, C's hair, is like a little fro like mine. And it's the hat's askew. And I got the Phillies hat. And, you know, it's down, I'm down Wildwood. And I'm going, oh, I love the Phillies. I love the Phillies. It's the same thing. Mickey Mantle don't care about you. I'm thinking the same thing. This is what's going on. Do these guys care about you? There's a guy, Jack. I want to give him a shout out. Right? Jack, who is, he loves the Phillies. Loves them. He's in a Pepsi truck. And he loves the Phillies. And he's, because you don't want baseball back. Obviously, I want baseball back, Jack. But these guys, they take you for a fool. These guys, Bryce Harper. I mean, I forget about begrudging guys money, man. I really don't like to begrudge anybody a dollar. God bless you. Earn it, man. Good for you. I want to go sell a screenplay or a TV series and go make $10 million or $300,000. You know what I'm saying? So, like, whatever. Whatever you can get, good for you. Don't rub it in my face. And, Jack, that's what they're doing, Jack. They're rubbing it in your face. Oh, I'll play a 7-inning game. Yeah, for that 7-inning game, that I'm going to go wave at 3 at-bats and go collect my $140,000 or whatever it is that they're going to earn per game. Really? That's what it comes down to? Not about, hey, man, you know, like we understand that the pie is shrunk. You know, let's just whack this up the best we can and, you know, let's go play and the sport, so the sport will continue. You're not even playing for the people. It's not about the people. It's really you're playing for the future of the damn sport. The sport that has allowed you all these riches that all these filthy agents and all these MLB person owners and everybody that has made obscene amounts of money. You owe it to the game that has allowed you some incredible lifestyle of a king, lifestyle of the rich and famous. You owe it to the game to get an agreement without dragging the public through the mud. That's what I'm talking about, Jack. It's not about the Phillies. I love the Phillies, all right? You know that. You grew up in this town, you love the Phillies. That's just what it is. But what they have done to this sport, it's unforgivable. And the fact that they're going through this now and that there's a chance, the fact that there is an iota that they won't play, they're a disgrace and they can all go to hell. And I don't care if they come back. Because NBA's coming back, the NHL's coming back, and there'll be football. So baseball can go to hell. Junis.
I hope they come back.
You didn't listen to a word I said.
No, I did. I just hope it comes back.
You didn't listen to a word I said. He's not right? Sonny for the Bronx Tale's not right?
He is right. And, you know, they always do these.
They're dragging you through the mud.
Like, so, all right, so. You know how every year they post at the end of the video, at the end of the season, like on Twitter or at the stadium, they do the, you know, they have all the players say the thank you to the fans and all that kind of stuff. They don't really care, to be honest, right? Like, they could care less about, they couldn't care less about you at times. No, they, I mean, they do love the fans. I mean, clearly the Sixers love the Sixers fans. Look, they had two losses at home. Like, clearly they feel, I'm sure they feel a certain type of way about playing in Philly and playing in front of that crowd. But then there's some players, like I go back to that loser, Sean Rodriguez. And remember the stuff he said about Phillies fans?
I'm focused on baseball right now, right? I am. I'm focused. Yeah, I remember with Sean. It's why baseball players are creeps, Andrew.
Yeah, but Sean Rodriguez is also a journeyman who's played all over the place.
Never, right, he's a creep.
Yeah, he's a creep.
He's a guy who stole.
I don't think all Phillies fans are creeps. Are all Phillies players baseball players?
Well, I mean, obviously we're not going to paint with the broadest of brushes. Come on, man. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Stop it.
I do. But I don't want to say that we mean nothing. The everyday person.
Wow.
I don't want to say that.
You're amazing. You're amazing. I can't believe you're a bigger sucker than I. You know what I need to do today?
What do you do?
I need to save your soul. Like, I feel horrible for you. Like, I love you. I do. You know that. It's awful. This is awful. Judas. You know how much money Sean Rodriguez has earned in his life?
Oh, I'm sure he's made, let's see, multiple contracts. He's probably close to $80
million. No. Not even Sean Rodriguez that close. $22,831,000.
All right, still pretty good chunk of change.
Dude, almost $23 million for Sean Rodriguez. Like, here's the thing. I mean, Bryce Harper, whatever, man, you're a superstar, and you know they're selling tickets off of your jersey. They're selling TV revenue off your jersey. Get it, man. Get your money. I get it. Sean Rodriguez ripped the Phillies fans. That dude who stinks, right? Who blows, who only was on this team because of Gabe Kapler. Another thief of all thieves. He's only on this team because he was buddies with the manager. That dude has made almost $23 million. I mean, are you kidding me?
That's why he was allowed to swing 3-0 last year, Ant. Gabe believed in him.
It's
all guaranteed, too.
That guy ripped the fan base. He ripped the Phillies fans. Guy was here 5 minutes.
And then he got plunked and the fans cheered.
But he was here 5 minutes. This is the detached baseball player. I'm sorry, dude. They're a bad species of athlete, man. They just are. They're not cuddly. They're not nice. I mean, it's sin. I mean, I'm shocked that you.
But do you think the other athletes from other sports are any different? Other than, I mean, NHL is almost the only one I think about.
Someone who covered all sports.
Right.
Right? Been in a locker room, been doing it a long time. They are the worst of any sport. They've always been the worst of any sport. I don't know why that is. And I have some friends of mine that to this day I keep in touch with, who I loved. You know how close I was with Johnny Mars?
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the greats. I still love Griffey. You know, there's some great people in the game. But, dude, by and large, a-holes to the max. Way worse than any other sport I've ever covered. Way, not even close. But I don't know what to say, because the bigger picture is they're dragging us all through the mud during a pandemic. And you want to read it. You want to be wiping the mud out of your mouth as you're getting drug along.
Sounds gross.
Right. Here you are getting your hog tied by MLB. I can't get you into the hey, bleep you guys.
Well, I am kind of saying bleep you guys, but I want them to return.
No spite in your heart. God bless you. You're pure of heart. I feel like I'm Sonny. It's terrible.
I got the little ball cap on.
You are. You're little C. Little Judas. 610-632-0975. I got to ask you, man, because this is the yin and yang of sports. This is Mickey Mantle, don't care about you. And ode to the Eagles, E-A-G-L-E-S, fly, Eagles, fly. That's the two opposite ends of the spectrum. 610-632-0975. Let's open up the phones, get a good conversation going. That's next, Cuz Radio with the Tunis, 97.5 Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
N49. Cuz Radio Tunis hanging out. Overcast day, Tunis. In the Delaware Valley.
Muggy.
Yeah, it's soupy.
It's weird. We're just looking outside. I put on the long sleeve pullover today. And then I stepped outside and I was like, oh, God. That's awful.
Yeah, it's ugly.
But I turned the air down to like 40 degrees in here, so.
Did you really?
Always. I was getting yelled at yesterday.
Who yelled at you?
Well, Natalie, she was doing her updates, coming in at 12 o'clock. She's like, it's freezing here. It's my domain.
That's true. It is your domain. That's right.
I turn it up around 1 o'clock, so it warms up for 2. Take care of the people.
Yeah. Well, listen, that's a nice gesture on your part, right?
I know it's freakish how cold I make it.
And listen, I hear you. I don't mind it. Doing the show, it's better if it's chilly.
Yeah, I can't. There's some people here that just put it up all the way, heat wise.
No, I don't like that. The heat makes you kind of tired.
There's a couple people that will put it all the way to as high as it goes. I'm like, oh my. And then, of course, I follow their shift and they don't turn it down. They don't do the pre hour turn down. So I walk in, it's just like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Are you alive in here?
Yeah. There's a reason why, man. You feel, if it's too hot, you're like, well, you want to be on the island relaxing, right? No, we're not going to be working.
Yeah, but it doesn't even feel like an island because you're in a little box in here.
I know.
That's not even nice heat.
I got to tell you.
It's like, oh, God, this is awful.
It's like, that studio is like a coffin.
Yes.
Oh, God. It's horrible.
And the windows.
No. There's no windows. It's completely depressing. I hate that place. Oh, that studio boxed in like that. I've always felt like being in a cage. Ugh. All right. Let's get it started on the phone lines. Joe in Westchester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Hey, Anthony. How you doing?
Hello, Joe.
Hey, Anthony, you need to get the Tunis on board with your views. I agree with you 100% on Major League Baseball. And you know what? I'm in my 70s. I've been a Phillies fan since I was like 8 or 9 years old, season ticket holder. It just gets me all down when I hear things like Rodriguez, especially. But you know what? These athletes are the same as the Hollywood people. You know, they want to tell you how to do things, what to do, what they think is right. Meanwhile, you know, they got these seven-figure bank accounts, and they don't really give a crap about what the reality of things are. So with your views on the Phillies and what they're doing and baseball.
It's not the Phillies. It's Major League Baseball, Joe. It's not. Remember, this is above the Phillies. Phillies are the. Listen, you run a baseball team, run a baseball team. This is bigger than that. This is the people that run the sport and the players, too. But it's the whole thing because they drag us in the mud in their negotiations. Like, do you read about that? Do you follow?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. I read everything I can. I mean, you know, again, that's what I do. I follow sports in my whole life. I mean, you know, when you grow up in Delaware County,
yes,
all you do is honor the Sixers, the Flyers, the Phillies, right. The Eagles.
Well, no, without a doubt. But I'm saying, like I feel you. But my point to you is, I can't read about labor. I don't want to hear about. I'm done. If you don't come back, that's it. Don't come back. Stay out. Stay away. Right. Like, I understand the business aspect of it, but these guys, they have to negotiate behind the scenes. They can't do this in public, and they're doing it in public. And they're both trying to get the fans' allegiance, but they're both alienating the fan.
Big time. Can you imagine, Ant, trying to watch a 7-inning game? That'd be like Little League. Give me a break. I'm not interested.
Yes.
You know?
I'm with you, brother. I'm with you, man. You hang in there. Thank you,
buddy. All right, man.
Take it easy, buddy. Okay. Am I overboard on this? I don't know. I don't want to be sorry in the Bronx, but in the Bronx tale. But that's how I feel. Andrew?
I get it. Like, you're not wrong.
You're making me feel like
I want the sport. And I try to look past the overall dollar sign thing for these players. Because in the end, it is all about money for these guys. They're always striving to get bigger contracts and 13 years, $330 million with no opt-outs and all. Everything's guaranteed, obviously, in baseball. Like, that's what they're always striving for. Guys take bigger money deals to go to worse teams because they just want the money. Like, and it's been like it's like that with all the sports, though. And I don't know. I think I just want baseball back so bad that, yes, I still read it and I go, all right, I side with the players that they don't want to take this huge pay cut, which is the most recent proposal. And I think that recent proposal was ridiculous. But it is true that you've said and I said the only reason why Bryce Harper wants to play 135 games is to make more money. He doesn't care that the fans get, what's that math, 50 more games in opposed to the 82 plan, right? They get 53 more games. No, he doesn't care that, oh, well, the fans get 53 more games. No, it's I play 53 more games, which means I get paid for 53 more games. And that's all he cares about. But in the end, I don't know, is it right for them to play 82 games and make way less than what they're supposed to make? I get it that you and I want baseball back so bad and it's bad for the sport, but you know they did that math. Bryce Harper, who's supposed to make $27.5 million this year, is going to make $7 million. He's going to make $20 million less than what he's supposed to make. And $7 million is a lot for you and I. I get that. But he's losing $20 million if he goes with this plan. $20 million.
All right, I'll get a cup out for him.
Oh, I know. They still make $7 million, right? There are people that are out there making minimum wage, no hazard pay during this. I get it. But I also understand why they don't want to play and make $20 million less than what they're supposed to earn.
Well, but if you're not playing but X amount of games, Here's the issue. So you have Major League Baseball that is not going to have gates, right? So you got no fans. So right off the bat, you got no fans.
Right.
So you got to take a cut for that. And then you're not playing a full allotment of games. And I'm more on the play. I'm on anybody's side. I didn't look at it like, yes. You know, to me, you go 50-50 on the rev share, right? And then you defer the rest to when you have fans back to next year. But you could use some deferrals.
Yeah, try to make do at some point.
But I don't want to hear these guys. Oh, we're going to play more so we can get a few, try to scratch out a few more games.
Well, yeah,
to I put don't 80 that like. Again, you're talking about obscene amounts of money.
Right, the playing the 135 to me is stupid. Because why add more games? You already need to cut back on games anyway because it's almost June and you only want to play 50 plus more games because you want to get paid more money. And yeah, they'll start complaining. You'll hear the players complain, "Oh, I had to play every single day." Right? There was no days off. They will be the first to complain.
I know that's why I loathe them. I'm sorry. They're going to complain. You're right. They're going to complain. Now, what does that mean? Andrew, what's that going to... They're going to complain, and then what are you going to do? You're going to get mad, right?
Yes. I'll say, quit your bitching. That's what you guys wanted. You guys wanted more money. Money comes from more games.
Like
less days off.
Here's the problem, right? Here's the problem. Is that there's no thanks or gratitude, not from the owners, because the owners are making money off the players, but for their lot in life. Right? There's no appreciation or thankfulness that, hey, I'm in this position. And yeah, well, I was supposed to make, I don't know, 20 million, and now I'm only going to make 8. And I've already put 60 away, right? I've already earned 60 and I already got 20 away, or put away. I mean, what are you supposed to think about that? If you're a regular guy, C's father driving the bus, right?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Mean, seriously.
I know.
It's why the everyday man, it's why that damn movie bite that we played is so right. Because he doesn't care for you.
Right.
Mickey Mantle's a fraud.
But I can see.
So is Bryce Harper.
I can see from Bryce Harper, he's already going to get his 27.5 cut in half because of playing 82 games. And that's fair, right? That's fair. But what's not fair is to all of a sudden then go from 27.5 to 14.25 to all of a sudden 7. Like, why is he all of a sudden losing that much? Why is he all of a sudden losing 20 million instead of just half of 27.5?
I know. His great, 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 great grand. Son will be upset.
Oh, God.
You know what? Bleep Bryce Harper. I got to be real here. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear about the plight of Bryce Harper.
Here's what I...
And the fact that he's losing $20 million from his $330 million contract.
Here's what I got to do.
So, you know what? Bryce, we'll get a collection for you. Go fund me.
Here's what I got to do, Ant. I'll start training so that if they need scab players... I'll play.
I
think that's good for the show, right?
You know, back in the day, I was.
Yes, I remember you telling me that.
It was in the New York Post. I wrote about it.
Yeah, I'll play.
Play for the Mets.
Make some change, and then talk about the show. It's got to be only night games though, because you know the whole 10-2 thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I can only play. I think that'll have to be in my contract. I can only play night games.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.